adult Sunday school has been in John, Gospel of John, in chapter 5 right now. So Jesus has been talking about, back in chapter 3, he was talking to Nicodemus, talking about this new birth. And in this chapter, again, he's talking about, we're studying from verse 31 to the end of the chapter. In our Sunday school, we didn't necessarily get all the way through verse 31, but so maybe some of this is we're going over today. Talks about those who are dead, whom the Father quickens. So I guess I was thinking about death and life. And it seems to be that Jesus and the Bible speak about three different kinds of death and three different kinds of life. So we have natural life, we have spiritual life, and we have eternal life. So in the same way, we also have natural death, spiritual death, and eternal death. So I guess my thoughts were drawn to that. In John 3, he says to Nicodemus, "Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." So I guess we all know what natural life or birth is. Natural life is the union of soul and body. So when soul and body are together, we're alive. We're physical beings. So in the same way, eternal life, spiritual life is the union of God and soul. So we can be naturally alive, but not spiritually alive. And I think that's what he's talking about in John chapter 5 here, which I'm just going to read it quickly, and then I'm going to read some more elsewhere. John chapter 5, verse 20, 21 says, "But the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these, that ye may marvel. For as the Father raiseth up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will." So I think he's actually talking not about the physical resurrection at the end of life, but the spiritual life that he gives. And going down to verse 24, it says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live." And then going down to verse 29, he says, "Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the grave shall hear his voice, and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation." So, again, I think he's talking about two different things here. God quickens us so that we are alive with him when we experience this new birth, this second, the spiritual life. So then eternal life, and I guess that's what I'm going to read a little bit in Revelation. You can turn there if you like. Go to Revelation chapter 20. It's talking about spiritual life and spiritual death. So eternal life, then, is the communion of body and soul with God in eternal bliss. That's when we're actually united with God, body and soul. So natural death, so the natural life is union of soul and body. Eternal life is union of God and soul. I'm sorry, spiritual life. I can hardly read my own writing here. Eternal life is communion of body and soul with God in eternal bliss. So, turning to Revelation chapter 20, starting at verse 11, I'm going to read into chapter 21. "And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. So, going back, this, when the judgment day is here, God sits on his throne, judges all people, and says, death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. So, death and Hades. Hades is the place of separated spirits, I guess you'd say, is the common belief. So the dead, so their bodies are given back, and Hades gives their souls, and they're reunited, and then they're separated from God forever. And that's the eternal death, the separation of body and soul from God. So I guess as we are studying this, Jesus talks about this new birth, this new life that we can have in him. And then, because we have that new life, we can look forward to this eternal life that we have, the afterlife, the promise that we will be with God, body and soul and spirit with God, in heaven someday. So just a couple other verses, going back to earlier in chapter 20 in Revelation, in verse 6, it says, Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. And then also, so this first resurrection, which I take to be when we are united with Christ, the union of God and soul, that's seems to be the first resurrection, I believe. Revelation 2, verse 11 says, He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. So the promise is that the second death has no power over us if we have been born again, or the second birth, if we have experienced this new birth that Jesus talked about to Nicodemus, that we're studying about in John. So, as we study that, let's keep in mind what God is talking about and the promise that we have that we can be with him someday in eternity, body, soul, and spirit united with Christ. Let's bow our heads for prayer.